This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America, plus around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and, oh, yeah, those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, here we go again. Another earthquake, 7.1 is what it registered, 7.1, almost as powerful as a 7.4 in the Kern County area. And again, significant damage in that one town back over towards the Nevada line, and road damage, and cell towers are down. A lot of communications is not working. I've been listening on the scanner. They have seven emergency frequencies. Now they have two. So things are getting very, very iffy. And by the way, a bunch of fires started up again. Natural gas lines were erupting and leaking, and propane tanks were doing the same. It sounds like a real mess over there in Kern County.
That's true, Captain. 8:19 Pacific time, 8:19 p.m., we experienced a 7.1 coming out of the area there again of Ridgecrest. Now, the earthquake that happened on July 4th was 6.4. That was looked at as being the main shock until this quake hit just earlier this evening, my time. That is now being called the main shock, with the July 4th earthquake being called a foreshock now. So, yes, there's a lot of heavy shaking that went on in Ridgecrest. There's a lot of calls, a lot of medical calls. Kern County Fire was out earlier saying they're getting just an inordinate amount of medical calls to deal with.
Yep.
Of course, a lot of people are very shaken up. There have been fires. One particular news report I saw, people had lost their entire home because something happened as the earthquake hit tonight. Could be electrical related, could be gas related. But this is a very, very big deal. So again, we're looking to see if there's going to be anything more that's going to be larger in this sequence. And Dr. Lucy Jones over at Caltech has been briefing reporters all throughout the evening. And again, we watch this very closely, but to some degree, it's anybody's guess if it gets worse or if it begins to trail off. But one thing is certain, we'll continue to see aftershocks, perhaps of magnitude 5 or more. In fact, just before we went on the air, Captain, there was an aftershock of 5.0 as that rippled through the Southland. And but for years, we may see aftershocks from this sequence of events on these particular fault lines.
Well, one thing about it is anything that's been damaged, if you get another 4 or 5 or anything that will cause more stress to develop, not only do you run the risk of doing further damage to structures and possibly structure collapse, but you do more damage to the roads. And, oh, by the way, more gas lines will erupt.
Exactly right. And we understand that Highway 178 is closed due to some rock slides. Just saw some pictures coming in of that, and these are pretty significant rocks, it looks like. And then there's also road damage along that highway.
Yeah, the road is buckled. I mean, you're not going to drive on that road.
Exactly. So it's definitely going to take time. But again, this is a major, major wake-up call for everyone in Southern California. But, of course, one of the main questions that gets asked of Caltech and Dr. Jones there is, essentially, what does this mean for the San Andreas?
Yeah.
And again, it's always anybody's guess. And earthquakes do redistribute some stress, but typically they don't trigger earthquakes very far away into another fault system. That's the good news. But again, we're way overdue for a major quake in California, so everybody needs to be ready. But just on a personal note, Captain, this particular shaking earlier tonight seemed to go on for a much longer period of time. It was much more intense, and it was felt very widely, even over to Las Vegas, where it stopped the Summer League basketball game at the Thomas and Mack Center there in Las Vegas, because everything was shaking and the big scoreboard was going back and forth, and they wanted to have some prudence and say, let's cancel the game tonight.
Yeah, and all the way down to northern Mexico.
That's exactly right. So, and again, it depends on the kind of area you live in, what kind of rock is beneath you, and this kind of thing. But everyone that I've talked to this evening says that, yes, this was much more intensive shaking. So, especially as you take a look at all the different footage of people's pools, including my own, where the water just sloshes back and forth pretty violently.
Yeah, okay. Well, here comes the music. So we got that out there. But in case you're just joining us, folks, they had another significant earthquake in California tonight. And that town of Ridgecrest is, boy, I'm telling you, they can't withstand all of this. They got a lot of things going on. Kyle Warren will be right back with me on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to get going with what we're going to talk about. Joe Biden on the menu. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you?
If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, you know, I've had a lot of injuries and a lot of problems in service to America, not only in the military, but as a firefighter. And I had to resort to, for the pain and the discomfort that I was in, I had to resort to the doctor telling me, well, you need to take Mobic and Flexerol, and you'll be taking that for the rest of your life, and blah, 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 blah. Well, I did for about 10 years, but it had some after effects to it, and I didn't care for feeling woozy once in a while, and even a little dizzy once in a while. So I didn't feel that was something for me to do. So I went back to the doctor and I says, hey, I'm just going to go buy a leave, and how much of this stuff can I take a day? Can I double it up or whatever? They said, well, you can take it 2 per meal, breakfast, lunch, and supper, which I did. I did that for about 3 years. But then I heard about Relief Factor, and I started to take it. I bought the starter pack, the 1995 starter pack. I took it just exactly the way it said to take it. And within several days of taking it, my pain was gone. Now, I've also got a problem with swelling in my surgically repaired ankle. My swelling in the ankle was gone, so I could put my shoes on in a normal fashion again. So this stuff worked for me, folks, and I believe it'll work for you. It's all natural. If you're suffering in pain or you've got discomfort, muscle problems, or this, that, and the other, this is the stuff for you to take. It's called Relief Factor, and you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more and take advantage of the 1995 starter offer and find out what it'll do for you. You might find out it'll do for you what it did for me. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Slow Joe Biden. There's one for you, right?
Yeah.
Slow Joe Biden was being interviewed on CNN by Chris Cuomo. Here's what Slow Joe had to say. Anytime. Come on, Slow Joe. All right, well, let's try this. I'll go up here to Donald Trump. Donald Trump had this to say about Slow Joe.
An executive order. Joe Biden called you a bully in an interview last night. What do you think of that?
I don't think I'm a bully at all. I just don't like being taken advantage of by other countries, by pharmaceutical companies, by all of the people that have taken advantage of this country. You look at what Joe Biden has done with China. We've lost our shirts with China, and now China's dying to make a deal. So, and we're taking, by the way, billions and billions of dollars in tariffs are coming in, and China's paying for it, not our people. So, if you look at what we've done, and if you look at what we've straightened out, I call it the Obama-Biden mess. We're straightening it out, whether it's North Korea. You're going to end up in a war with North Korea as sure as you're standing there. And now the relationship is a good relationship. We'll see what happens. But as sure as you're there, you're going to end up in a war with North Korea.
Now, what he said is very true. And by the way, you notice when he was in South Korea the other day, and he told Kim Jong-un, I'd like to meet you at the border if you'd like to stop by. Kim Jong-un showed up at the border because he needs us a lot worse than we need him and his people and himself. He wants this big, you know, all this development that's coming up with the United States. Sheldon Adelson, he wants that big fancy casino put in there with that big destination location to bring in tourist revenue. He's definitely, you know, looking to make a deal with us. And I think eventually he will. I'm not sure what kind of a deal it'll be, but even if they put a cap on his nukes and said, okay, you can keep what you got right now, but that's it, you got to stop.
Yes, well, you know, this whole thing with North Korea is very fluid, and I think that on the one side you have Democrat presidential hopefuls who will simply decry anything Donald Trump does about North Korea as somehow the sky is falling. But then you have others who will want to have the Trump administration get everything worked out ahead of time before they ever meet for a photo opportunity and make sure something's going to get signed. But none of that's going to work in this case, and I think Donald Trump understands that in this particular kind of situation. And that's why I think he's been trying to give this thing a kickstart so that the different staff members can begin talking so that they can get to something. And we don't know what that something is yet, but if we continue down the way we're going, then one thing is certain. It's going to get worse in North Korea. They're going to continue with their nuclear program. The threat is going to intensify, and Kim Jong-un is going to have to dig in because of all the forces that are coming against him.
Now, I will tell you that most of the stories that you hear us talking about here on the Captain's America Third Watch are positive news stories, which is why MSNBC continues to have fewer viewers than we have listeners on the radio most of the time because of this conversation you're about to hear between Hallie Jackson and Michael Eric Dyson. Listen to this thing, Kyle.
Joining us now, Georgetown professor Michael Eric Dyson, author of What Truth Sounds Like. Nancy Cook and Tamara Keith are also back with us. Professor Dyson, thank you for being with us.
Thanks
here.
For having me.
So Stephanie touched on this in her piece a little bit, but can you explain why this particular flag, this symbol, is so offensive to some?
Right. Well, it hails from the revolutionary period, of course, of this nation's founding, which was deeply embroiled in, you know, enslavement, the owners of slaves, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the like, but also so it's the recent use of this flag that has been most opprobrious. White right-wing white supremacists have used it as a rallying cry for their own cause. And none of these flags are kind of set in stone, right? It's depending upon the culture in which you live, the moral ecology of the time.
Kyle, did this guy need a history lesson in American history? Because what he said was absolutely not true. The revolution was not about slavery.
No.
Not for a second was it about slavery.
Well, no, of course. It was about throwing off tyranny from...
No taxation without representation.
That was exactly right. But, of course, you know, Captain, what concerns me is that when you hear people talking about, well, this flag represents X and Y and Z, this kind of thing, what it is, it's really kind of one step removed from trying to go after the flag of the United States of America, and trying to demonize you know, well, I'm only demonizing this particular flag from this particular era, et cetera, et cetera, again, with this narrative that America is bad and this kind of thing. But in reality, though, you know, the flags that we have seen throughout history, again, are they're progressive for our for where our country is going. But more importantly, though, if somebody tries to quote unquote appropriate one of the flags, that doesn't mean we have to throw it out the window. What we should do is have more speech louder than their speech, their bad speech. We have good speech, and say, no, this flag represents freedom and America progressing and getting better with freedom. We shouldn't let somebody else set the agenda.
Well, Dr. Alveda King was on the air with Neil Cavuto, and this is what she had to say about Betsy Ross and about Colin Kaepernick.
Thank you very, very much. In the meantime, Nike, I should say, is getting a lot more backlash over those Betsy Ross sneakers and scrubbing them because Colin Kaepernick didn't like them. The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Alveda King, joins us right now. Alveda, a lot of people are looking at this and saying bad timing. It's one thing to support Colin Kaepernick and stand by him as they did as a brand. It's quite another to do his bidding on anything flag-related. What do you say?
Well, you know, I've seen the shoes. They're kind of cute. The young people, especially kids, are a little more forgiving than all of us who are polarizing ourselves with all of these things. And I'm reminded of my dad, Reverend A.D. King, my granddaddy, Martin Luther King Sr., my uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., who said, solve conflicts peacefully. If you take a knee, do a prayer in the process. So I think that we're skipping some of these steps. You get your information, you educate your public, you examine your own soul, you sit down and you talk. If it doesn't work, have peaceful demonstrations and then do win-win reconciliation. So we're jumping from no facts, no information. I'm not so sure Brother Kaepernick even totally understands who Betsy Ross is. So I think it's kind of unfortunate that we're fighting over sneakers when we...
Yeah, and by the way, I don't think Colin Kaepernick knows who Betsy Ross is. He's just doing this thing with the flag. And by the way, he came out and did something else off the wall yesterday. We'll get into that maybe a little bit later on. But the guy just hasn't a clue. And the person that took the kneel and took the prayer at the same time, Tim Tebow, is the guy that should have been the spokesman for Nike all the time.
Well, right. Right. Well, you know, it's graduating to the point now where it's not Colin Kaepernick will take a knee, but he's going to dictate what kind of shoes you can buy. I mean, this is
great. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're talking about America here, doing a little edumacating. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Another magnitude 6.9 to 7.1 earthquake jolted Southern California and was felt as far away as Mexico, but no major damage has been reported at this time. This would be the largest trembler in the region in over 20 years and was centered in the same area as a 6.4 quake hit a day earlier. This one was at 8:19 p.m. and was centered 11 miles from Ridgecrest. a Mojave desert town 150 miles away from Los Angeles, and saw building damage, fires, and several injuries from the earlier quake. Officials in San Bernardino County reported homes shifting, foundations cracking, and retaining walls coming down. One person suffered minor injuries and was treated by firefighters and released. And as this story continues to break throughout the day, we will keep you updated right here at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and we're going to try to bring Wayne on next week. I'll tell you more about that when I get the confirmation. Well, you've heard about GEICO, and GEICO Insurance, G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble radio talk show host right here, me, moi, the captain. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, not only the car that you drive, the truck that you drive, but they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, or snowmobile. And don't forget, they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the GEICO insurance agency near you. Now, if you don't have an agent in your town, go to the website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do for you, because they will save you money. They did me, and they will you. Now, before we get started here with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to say good morning to Security Officer Bob, and thank you very much for your kind remarks, sir. And Terry up in Nashville, the janitorial supervisor, and Gary, who's listening to us in Denver, Colorado. And I see that Sue just dropped a message in the rain bag here from over there in Largo, Florida way. So hello to everybody for chiming in, and it is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, any updates on the hurricane? Listen to me. Any updates on the earthquake?
None so far since we began earlier tonight. I think actually right now I think we're waiting, I think, for some updates to come back from the fire department, but nothing as yet.
All right. Now, again, I hate these stories, and I hate these snowflake. You know, people have got to understand about Starbucks. Starbucks is not a conservative-owned business. They are very liberal, correct?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And in Tempe, Arizona, three off-duty police officers enjoying a cup of coffee and some conversation before they had to go in for roll call and go on shift were sitting in a Starbucks in Tempe, Arizona, and the manager came over and told them they would either have to move out of the line of sight of a customer who complained about them being there and said that he did not feel safe around them, number one, or they would have to leave the Starbucks. Now, this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous, Captain. And I don't know, we don't know all of the details of this, but if somebody is afraid of the police, that there's something else going on. And the police officers that I've ever interacted with have always been professional. Police officers are our friends. Police officers are there to help us and protect us. So I don't know where this other patron may be coming from, but it's twisted. That's so unfortunate.
Speaking of twisted, what do you think about Cory Booker going into Mexico and bringing a half dozen illegals back across the border with him?
Well, you know, be grandstanding, really.
It's also illegal. He should have gone to jail.
Well, exactly right. But again, you know, what some of these candidates are trying to do, and I think in Spartacus's case, he's probably trying to get a shock value going. You know, trying to make sure because no matter what, there's what, 24 candidates or so, Yeah, and you know, so they're all trying to find their way to cut through the noise because they know this is going to get pared down more quickly than not. And if it's looking like it's going to shape up to be Kamala Harris and maybe Joe Biden, depends on how he does, and maybe a couple others that the media especially will want to focus on, they've got to get their names out there and try to make it stick. And that's maybe what he's doing.
Now, there is a Democratic congresswoman from Texas, Veronica Escobar, who is sending her staffers across the border into Juarez, and coaching them on how to come into the United States and apply for asylum and be able to stay here.
Well, of course, you know, we've seen this happen before, especially at the California border. There's been numerous attorneys and folks will go down there and go over the different questions and so forth, so that people can be prepared for that. But again, it's the motivation and it's not about, you know, creating a comprehensive border policy or really debating it, you know, in the Congress and trying to go about the professional way that we're supposed to either make policy or create laws in this country and simply make an end run around everything for their own personal political agenda. And that doesn't serve the greater good of the United States.
Now, do you remember who John Kirby was? Press Secretary Barack Obama, Admiral.
Okay.
Remember when he got into that? Okay, well, Breon Keller, John Kirby, and Philip Mudd on the Situation Room program on CNN got into a conversation about the president grandstanding on the 4th of July, and this is what they had to say was going on. This is unbelievable, these people. And Kirby, a retired rear admiral, needs to be ashamed of himself for these comments.
But to your point, it is a good test. How would people have reacted if this had been Obama?
I think we saw him swerving away from the 4th of July. It seems to me that this holiday is about the ideals that inspired the birth of the United States and declaring independence. And those are all popular things to talk about. He seemed to swerve away, I would say, from what the mission is of the 4th of July, but he moved into something very popular, which is the military. And so because of that, you have people who will say, well, what's really the matter with that?
Because wait a minute. Let me stop right there, Kyle. The military was brought into this because they're the reason we had the independence of America to begin with. Without them, there would be no America.
Right. I mean, Who do they?
We were in a revolution, for God's sake.
That's right. Who do they think won the war? And the military, the Continental Army at the time went through so much terrible conditions and so forth. It's a wonder, you know, that it was successful. And I'm only saying that because, again, there was never a guarantee that we were going to win against the, you know, against the standing armies of the British in those days. Mm-hmm. And so this is what was born. This is why our military is the way it is.
Well, listen to what retired Rear Admiral John Kirby had to say. This is what he said and jumped in right after this woman, Brian Keller, had her site.
Shoehorned what he really wanted to do on Vets Day to the 4th of July, because he got talked out of doing it on Veterans Day, which, of course, would have been an appropriate time to honor the military, although I still disagree with that ostentatious way. I didn't agree with it. But the Pentagon kind of talked him out of it because of the cost, which I think was estimated at $92 million or something like that. So he backed off of that, and he's just shoehorned it onto the 4th of July. That he leapfrogged it ahead into July because he couldn't do it last November. It was always in his mind after seeing Bastille Day in 2017 to do a big military display, and he was just looking for a day to do it and ended up on the 4th of July, which, again, I think is totally the wrong holiday for it.
Now, did you hear a retired Rear Admiral say it was the wrong thing to do to honor the military?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
He said that. Kirby should be ashamed of himself.
Well, again, it's part of the talking points, it seems, that because Trump wanted to bring in this facet of the American military into the 4th of July because of winning the War of Independence, that somehow is the wrong thing to do. But again, it's because it's Trump. If a liberal Democrat president, or if Hillary Clinton, God forbid, would have come in and said, I want to have a salute to the military on the 4th of July, everybody would be saying, this is amazing. You know, it's that kind of thing. It's because it's Trump. It's so transparent that it's not even funny.
Right. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And before we run out of time, and we're getting very close, tell us how we can hear your program, please.
Oh, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we're going to be talking to you on Monday morning, bright and early. And hopefully you'll stay out of the earthquakes there, and you won't have to worry about. And by the way, you do have a bag packed to leave, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. You got to have a go bag ready in this day and age. All right. Well, Kyle, we'll talk to you Monday morning, bright and early.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate being able to have him on the program as many times as we do. He's a great contributor to the show and very knowledgeable. And keep him in your thoughts and prayers because he's out there in California about 120 miles or so away from where these earthquakes have been rocking the border over there with that town of Ridgecrest, California. All right. Coming back with the first Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we'll see what's going on. And I'm sure Ridgecrest will be in the mix here somehow. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Little song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here, ride feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my
my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruisin', Ain't Nothing Wrong With His Radio, and that's the original version of it. He's the one that wrote that song that later went on to have some other people perform it, but it is what it is. By the way, today's Truckers Highway and Byway Report on a weekend edition brought to you, as always, by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Okay. Isolated, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible all weekend over the high plains into the northeast regions of the country. The main threats from the severe thunderstorms will be damaging straight-line winds and hail. Now, additionally, heavy to excessive rain from thunderstorms may bring some flash flooding in those areas and more. I will tell you right now, we do have some heavy rain, some flooding, some severe thunderstorms in the southeastern part of Montana, the southwestern and central western part of South Dakota, the central and western part of Nebraska, the northeastern part of Kansas, the central eastern part of Colorado, and over into Missouri, the central part of Missouri right now. We've got some rain and some unsettled conditions. Now, let's take a look at the highways, if you will, highways and byways. I-75, I-95, I-4, the Florida Turnpike, all looking good down here in Florida. I-10 going west, the problem you're going to have is going to be heat. Now, the heat index in Florida, for the most part today, in most places of the state, will be between 100 and 105 degrees. By the time you get up into the panhandle and start approaching Pensacola, Mobile, Alabama, and into the eastern part of Mississippi on I-10, you'll have heat indexes of 110 to 115 degrees today. So make sure that you got your radiator taken care of and you're carrying some extra water with you just in case something silly happens. Now, going out west, I-10 to Los Angeles, looking good. Don't see anything to bother you. I-8 out of Arizona over into San Diego, looking good. Don't see anything to bother you. I-40, you will have a problem when you get into Oklahoma, about Oklahoma City west towards Amarillo. Now, not only is the weather scorching out that way, but you've also got some warnings right now for some severe thunderstorms to kick up later during the day, in the heat of the day, and could get interesting for you on I-40 going across Oklahoma. But other than that, looking good, I-40 into California. Remember, to the north and the east of I-40, you've got the area where the area where the earthquake has hit. Be advised of that. Probably be running into some emergency equipment headed that way, into Kern County. And, up on I-64, not looking bad at all, out into the Midwest, and I-70, you will have some rain to encounter in, the western part of, Missouri, and then of course going into Kansas, I-70, you'll have quite a bit of rain with some flash flooding around Kansas City, over in probably about 100 miles of Kansas tonight, and there is a severe thunderstorm warning and watch, flood warning as well, coming across I-70, just about the Colorado and Kansas line right now, moving to the east, up on I-80. You'll be looking good. You get into Nebraska, about halfway across Nebraska. You're going to run into some thunderstorms that have been pretty much stationary, the central and western part of Nebraska, and flood watches and warnings mixed up with that, too. So be advised of that. And then once you clear Nebraska, get into Wyoming, you'll be looking good. And going across into Utah, might run into some winds and some changeable weather conditions west of Salt Lake City as you head into Nevada, but you'll be looking good going over into California if you're going all the way that way. I-90, not looking too bad tonight. Southern Minnesota might have some unsettled weather conditions there. We will see. And, of course, the other thing is we've got some other weather coming into the picture as well. Now, I will tell you that looking for the weather for the weekend. It's going to be a scorcher in the southeast and different parts of the country as well. All right. Now, don't forget your pilot and your Flying J. Check them out because that's where you want to go. That's where you want to go. And let me see here. Is this Denise Simon on this line right here?
Yes.
I got two calls. I think the other one's Dan the Man. And, Dan, I know you're listening to me. Dan, give me a call back at about 30 minutes, and we'll talk. So about 30 minutes there, Dan, and we'll talk bottom of the hour of this coming hour. If, there you go. He heard that because he was going to get in there and mention some stuff. Now, I want to mention to you right off the bat, we've had another earthquake, and this is another pretty substantial one, 7.1. And since the 7.1, there's been another following earthquake of about a 5. They've got the cavalry coming into Kern County tonight because there's been more significant damage. Roads have been torn up this time. Rock slides blocking some roads in what they call the canyon area. I've heard a whole bunch of fires. Gas lines have ruptured again. Injuries have been reported. No fatalities to my knowledge, but it's getting kind of sticky over there in that that community of Ridgecrest.
It looks like China Lake was probably a little bit more affected this series of earthquakes than the other day.
Yeah, and that's our military arsenal over there.
And they're really vacillating between a 7.1 and a 6.9, but whatever. It is significant. Now, the state of California has alerted all of their state army, National Guard types for any kind of assistance. As far as other first responders, they were pretty much already still there from the Ridgecrest.
Yeah.
The other day. So there are some power outages, some gas lines for sure.
Cell towers are down. They've got
not all of them.
Yeah, but they normally have seven communication channels, Kern County Communications. They've only got two channels.
Yeah, so now, as I was coming in here, interestingly enough, the L.A. Times, and I guess they're getting this from the U.S. Geological Center, the L.A. Times is actually reporting because of what they're seeing. They had the 6.4, then they had where the 6.9, but in between they had a couple of 5.5s.
Yeah.
They're actually reporting that there could be... The conditions are there for an earthquake to be up as high as an 8.4.
That's what we're hearing. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, that would be absolutely catastrophic.
Yep, devastating, and it would affect a bigger area.
Absolutely.
Because Kyle Warren, our friend in California near San Bernardino, said this time not only did his pool splash water out of it, but stuff on his shelf moved that didn't move before did this time.
Well, there's a lot to prepare for on this one, so I think the governor is probably quite busy here at this point. If he's not, he should be.
Hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.